Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey, everyone, I'm back. And I wanted to first, because I've been thinking about this for a little while, I wanted to thank the people that like send me voice messages or send me text messages or emails or whatever about the episodes I do, regardless if they're the solo episodes or the episodes that I do with other people. You guys know who you are, Jen, Tanya, Amy, Crystal, all you guys, Kenzie, thank you guys so much for just giving me your thoughts and what you think about the episodes just in general. A lot of you come with suggestions on topics, which I love, and suggestions on what I should ask my mom, which I also love. As a matter of fact, I talked to my mom last night, and not that many of you know that I've been binging True Blood because, listen, I can't do it, man. I can't watch the news like I used to. My husband does, and I ask him, I'm like, listen, I know you probably know way more than I do, and you're smarter about a lot of things than I am as far as the financial stuff goes. So he goes, honey, if I'm ever concerned, I'll let you know, because he knows stuff before I know stuff. And I learn about it on TikTok, which is usually the very first thing anybody gets. Dude already knows about it. And I'm like, okay, I trust you. I'm going to stick my head in the sand for another month. I mean, I know what's going on. I mean, I do get my local NBC stations updates. And there are some creators on TikTok that I like, and Instagram, actually, that I get details on because their stuff pops up on my phone. But other than that, I really haven't been on social media as much. I pop in and I pop out. And I'm on Facebook literally because I have a group on Facebook. It's the Because I Want to Know podcast group. And if you're in it, you know that every day I try to post a little something so we can engage or we can laugh or whatever it is. And you guys are so lovely there and you stick with me and you also give me so many wonderful suggestions there and you're so supportive. And I just can't thank you enough for that because that's so wonderful. But back to what I talked to my mom about last night, because I've been binging True Blood, you guys. You know, last night, you know, I just kind of get quiet. Husband's sleeping next to me and I go, okay, mom. And I talked to mom and my guides, not just my mom. You know, I try to include everyone because, you know, it's, I don't want it to be the mom show, but it kind of is for me now. And she knows it. She thinks it's hilarious. Anyway, I said, well, mom, you know, is there something I can be doing that might help? She goes, you're doing everything you can to help. You're keeping your cool. You're keeping your positive mind going and you're getting off social media. She goes, you were on it too much. And she told me that. And I mean, I don't think I was doom scrolling, but I could have been. Okay. I'm not going to lie. So when you do that, after a while, every single aspect of everyone's thoughts starts jamming up your thoughts in your head. And you're like, this isn't for me. So you get out of it. And I totally did. She said, you're doing everything you can do. And you're keeping your positive nature. You're keeping the light that you emit for others. You know, you send good vibes out to the universe. You join that collective. A couple weeks ago, I told you guys all about how I feel about sending, you know, love, peace, unity, respect, all those things out to the universe. I've told you that before. Well, they had a big movement a couple weeks ago, maybe about a week ago, week and a half. And I joined that too, just for, you know, for 30 seconds or however long you can do it, 5 minutes, 30 seconds, 15 seconds, really doesn't matter as long as you could do it. And it didn't even have to be at that specific time. It could be any time you want to do it. You know, just rub your hands together and say those lovely words, peace, unity, respect, love. Love is the most. And rub your hands together and then make a ball with your hands like you're holding the globe in your hands and then just swooshing it out into the universe, into the room you're standing in. And it'll reverberate, trust me. And that vibration alone is astronomical as to what it can do. Our intentions alone give a ripple effect and affect everything. So can you imagine the intention, the voraciousness of wanting this to happen, the attunement you have within yourself to do it? Can you imagine just one person doing it? Can you imagine an entire country doing it or a global doing it? Because it was a global thing. Can you imagine? Let's just say, for kicks and giggles, let's just say that a million people did it once, or even 100,000. I'll even be more conservative. Do you know the effect that would have? That can change. I think that can change a timeline in a good way. I think that can change a timeline for all of us in a good direction. And it doesn't matter whether you're conservative or progressive or whatever at this point. It doesn't. The main thing we have to do now is just spread this love. We have to spread it, you know? So I did ask Mom, have you guys heard about the lady, Chris Bledsoe? He's a man who went on a camping trip with some buddies and had really bad Crohn's disease, and he was really on the brink of death, I think. And he went off by himself for a little while, and he was gone a little while, and everybody was really worried about him. And he came back and he said he saw a lady, and she represented herself as the kind of the Mother Mary, but I don't think she was the Mother Mary. I just think she was the divine feminine, kind of missing in the big grand scheme that's been going on for centuries in our world, of it being such masculine energy and, you know, everything's just war and fighting and division. And I'm not saying everybody feels that way, but it seems like it's over and over and over. We keep repeating the same things over and over. Well, apparently she said that when Iran and Israel start bombing each other and some light, I can't remember how she said it, but she said some light reflects off the Sphinx in Egypt on Easter Sunday, that we might have a discovery of aliens. They may do a full disclosure. I don't know if that's going to happen, but it's interesting. And I asked my mom about it, and she would not really give me an answer. She just kind of nodded her head like, So I was like, okay, so that's going to happen. And she nodded her head, but she wouldn't give me like, oh yeah, it's going to happen on that day. And that's the timeline. And yes, it's for sure. She made me feel like it's going to happen whether we want it or not, disclosure, but she wouldn't give me a date. So I do think it's coming up, if not this year, maybe for sure next year, because Bashar is talking about 2027 being undeniable full disclosure, which I love that. And I heard someone else talking about it, and they said, now listen, they were being interviewed, and the guy that she was being interviewed, he said, wouldn't we all just be so frightened? She says, well, they come with a frequency of love, so you won't feel frightened. I've never heard that. Isn't that amazing? They will come with a frequency of love, so we won't be frightened when we see something so different, something so against what we've all been taught in religion or just in daily life. There's no aliens. That's just poppycock. I mean, a lot of people do believe in them. They wouldn't come here, you know. I just think that's so interesting, and I love it. So that is something I talked to my mom about, and I asked her about like medical things that could happen, you know, like medical advances. And she says, we're going to be so much more advanced within a short period of time that it'll blow our minds as to what we can do when it comes to medical stuff. Isn't that crazy? Even stuff that makes us feel younger and look younger, but our body actually kind of goes backwards in time as far as how healthy we are. Isn't that amazing? It's going to take some time. Once we get past all of this time period, this craziness in the world right now with the Strait of Hormuz and everything getting higher, the gas, the groceries, we all knew that was going to happen with this. And that's another thing, guys, I've already talked about this on my page on TikTok, but one thing that I do suggest, if you guys can do this whenever you're able to do it, freeze your credit. Because we've been breached, and we all know it, with Doge and all those crazy teenagers that stole our information and put it on the dark web. Isn't that nice? So freeze your credit, meaning, and what that does, and we've had our credit, my husband and I, we've had our credit frozen for a long time. I think at least 15 years. And what that does is you can't even buy a car or a house or get a credit card unless you unfreeze it. And once you unfreeze it, you only have like a 48-hour window to do anything you want to do, whether you want to qualify to buy a house, whether you want to qualify to buy a car, whether you want to get a credit card, whatever it is that requires them to look at your credit, you only have a 48-hour window, and then it goes right back to being frozen again. And that's a free service. Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, all of them will do that for you for free. So that's just a little tidbit for me. Also, something I've talked about on my page, guys, grab some cash. If you have the money to grab $100 up to $2,000, if you can, you know, just as much as you can afford to have some money on hand, because, you know, with the weird weather we're having, and it may not be just whether it could be like a cyber glitch or could be somebody attacking the banking system or whatever it is. I hope not. Or power outages. We can't run credit. You know, you can't use your credit card if the power is out. You can't do anything, honestly, without the power. And I have a feeling that that could happen in some states and or some countries around the world. And it already is kind of happening in certain areas. Brownouts, those kinds of things. So just grab some cash, put it somewhere safe. Don't use it unless you need it. The thing is, you can always put it back in your bank, you know, if you decide you don't need it or whatever. But it's never bad to have cash if you need to go grab something from someone that's offering something and they need cash for it. You know, whether it's eggs from your neighbor or if you do go to the store and they're like, listen, we don't have power, but we can certainly do a transaction with cash. Okay, there you go. You know, it just depends on what happens. But I just think it's a good thing to have just cash on hand. Also, grab some groceries. You don't have to go in the grocery store and get all the toilet paper. Just get some extra canned goods and get some extra rice and get some extra pasta, you know, and beans and those kinds of things. And just keep them. If you have the storage area to keep them, you know, grab a little case of water. Like I said, you're going to drink it and you're going to eat it anyway. So you may as well just have a little extra just in case. And this is not to scare anybody. It's just, honestly, it's just good prepping. It's just good to do those kinds of things, you know? And one thing my mom did say, she goes, yeah, it's going to happen off and on throughout the United States here too, because, you know, we're going to be probably cyber attacked for sure from the Middle East, you know, in some way or another. And we may as well just be prepared for it. You know what I mean? And I hate that for us. I hate it for people that depend on electricity to live, you know, that's sad. And I wish it wasn't like that in the world right now, but this is what we're facing. So we may as well just be prepared and not like scared when it happens and we're like, oh dang, I wish I'd have known. I mean, it's not like you guys don't know, but if none of you watch the news or know really what's going on in the world, you wouldn't really know everything. And I understand because I don't need to be watching it either. I mean, every other day it's, you know, no, every day actually, it's 2 or 3 or 7 catastrophic things happening every day. And so I watch True Blood and there's a lot of stuff going on there and it's really bad stuff that happens to people, but you know what? That's not the life I'm living. I'm not in a vampire world yet. So I just go there and go, oh, it's really better here too now. Okay, that makes everything better. It's a way to cope, okay? Oh, okay. So, and another thing my mom told me, I was like, well, what's going on? You know, are you still, you know, doing all your greeting stuff? And of course, she is still greeting. And I said, is it changing? Is it the same thing? She goes, well, and it's hard to explain how she says it, but just she just now even said it to me again. I get a download and I have to say it in words that you would understand. She's getting like not promoted, that's because they don't like promote people there, but she's gaining knowledge to enable her to handle different kinds of things to greet, different kinds of species, things that we would consider maybe extraterrestrial. She's starting to get those things. And I thought that was really cool. Because, you know, it was very humanistic, you know, in our little bubble of Earth that we're so, the universe is vast. I don't have to tell any of you that. There's so many more lives, regardless of what kind it is, extraterrestrial or human or whatever, now that she's exposed to. And I thought that was so cool. Wow, really? And I asked her, I said, well, what's the vibe? How are they? What are, she goes, oh, they're just, she said, they're so much more advanced than we are. That she doesn't really have to do any counseling or anything. They really already know. I'm just the greeter. And I said, would you always go in your form? She goes, oh, no, honey. I'm way more than Sue, your mother, because I have been an extraterrestrial too. And I was like, okay, mom, you're getting kind of crazy. She goes, so have you. We all have. We've all been extraterrestrials. We've all been different sexes. We've all been evil. We've all been good. We've all been everything. Because as you know, we are evolving our soul. And we have a higher soul that always stays up there in heaven. I'm calling it heaven because people understand what that means. But on the other side, we have an oversoul, higher self, whatever you want to call it, that gathers information from every life we have to add to the collective consciousness. And that is how source God, however you want to describe the supreme, whatever it is, that is how he or she gains their knowledge. And I don't think they have a gender. I'm just saying that because we're so gender oriented here and we're so depicted by our physicalness here that It's hard to describe. You know, like I said, everything's so physical here, but nothing is physical there. Everything is about love and emotion and vibration and frequency and all those things. And I still have a hard time wrapping my brain around that. So, okay, now I have pulled some cards. I pulled three cards for the U.S. And guys, please don't be upset if you're not in the U.S. listening to this. And I didn't pull it for the globe. I did this for the U.S. because we're in such turmoil right now. And I just want things to get better. I would love that. I'm not saying the cards would say they're getting better. But these cards did depict something that I'm really excited about. So here we go. I've already pulled them. Let me come over to them. Okay. The first card is the Knight of Pentacles. This is a knight in shining armor kind of guy holding one star, pentacle star, and he's on a horse. And it's about hard work and productivity and routine and conservation, efficiency and responsibility. Okay. So in my mind, hard work, productivity, routine, conservation, efficiency, responsibility. To me, that I feel like that's more like we have a job here to do the best we can for our country, regardless of where you stand. We now have a job here to hold up the hard work to change things for the better. And, you know, going to the No Kings rallies, those are help. And that is productivity and that's hard work and that's efficiency and that's a responsibility for our country, right? So that totally tracks. And this is for the month of April. So I know the No Kings just happened, but I'm thinking since it's so early and we're not quite to April yet, because it's March 30th right now, we're going to keep going now. The next card I got was the Ten of Swords. And this is a man face down with 10 swords in his back. It looks really not good, okay? And this is painful endings, deep wounds, betrayal, loss, crisis, failure, collapse, and defeat. That's encouraging to me. You know why? Because if that's happening, if that's something that we can look forward to, maybe the collapse of something within the government or the administration we have right now, because guys, nothing good is coming out of it now. Even the people that really wanted him in office, they are revolting. They do not want this. They are really upset. So the Ten of Swords, it really paints a big picture of just painful endings. But that's, think about it, endings, deep wounds. We've all been wounded by all of this. We feel betrayed. A lot of you guys feel betrayed. Some of us knew, but a lot of people didn't know because he promised certain things, right? And then, you know, we have a crisis going on with how expensive everything is and just the war now. And it's failing. All of it's failing. And there's nothing to do but collapse and maybe get defeat over them. So that's not a bad card. I think that's representing this administration. I'm hoping that's what this means. And then the last card I got was the Three of Pentacles. And it shows three people, one man on one side, two on the other. And they look like they're kind of watching each other and accepting each other. And this is teamwork and collaboration and learning and implementation and building something. Think about that. Building something after a collapse, building a new administration, maybe getting some help from other leaders within our own government that kind of have been there before that are knowledgeable and know what to do now after the collapse. I about fell on the floor when I got these cards because I was like, what? And this is the month of April. I said, give me the cards for the month of April. And that's what they gave me. So, and you can look these up if you are curious. The Knight of Pentacles and its hard work and productivity, routine, conservation, efficiency, and responsibility. And then the Ten of Swords is painful endings and deep wounds and betrayal, loss, and crisis, failure, collapse, and defeat. And then the Three of Pentacles, teamwork, collaboration, learning, implementation, building something. And I got them all in that order. And that says another thing. In that order, we are seeing a crisis. We are acknowledging it, all of us. Now we need to make sure that this never happens again, and we need to collapse the system, however that happens. And then we need to rebuild and have teamwork. And all of us work together in love. Love is so important. I'm telling you, I can't reiterate how important love is and acceptance. We're all human. We all bleed red blood, guys. And if we can't accept all of us, what are we doing? We have to be gentle and loving to everyone. So with that, I'm going to close, but I wanted to also let you guys know your reviews and ratings have helped so much. I'm getting more downloads, more people listening, especially on Spotify, but also on Apple. If you guys would like to leave a review, you just hit the stars, or if you want to type out a review, you have to kind of look at it and scroll down, and it does give you an option, but you got to work a little bit at it. But even if you just say great podcast or something, I would love that. It just brings more people to the page. I don't get money for this. You guys know that. But I would like to, when things start hitting the fan, my podcast, and I think Bill Letson was right, the near-death experiencer I talked to, he said, your podcast is the kind of podcast you have is going to be what a lot of people go to for guidance when it's so crazy and most people don't believe in this stuff. And I am just a soft place to fall to go, hey guys, none of this is weird, really. It's all quantum physics. We're just talking about frequency. We're talking about string theory here. We're talking about all those things that they've been talking about, remote viewing. They do that in the government. We talk about all that stuff here. And have been for years. So with that, I'll leave you. Thank you also for grabbing my books and telling people about my books, my paranormal romance books. I've got 7 available on Amazon and they are selling. Thank you so much for that. I do get a little money for those. So anytime you want to help me out with that and maybe get a gift for someone, you can grab a paperback or you can gift a ebook. Some people like to just read on their Kindles. They're available and they're all bestsellers on Amazon. So thank you for that. So I want to just let you know, April's going to be a doozy. Be prepared and freeze your credit. Grab some cash, grab some groceries and take care of yourselves. Love each other and send good vibes out to the planet, guys. We need them on a daily basis. And if you can do it even once a week, such a help that will be. And I love you. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Well, I love providing Because I Want to Know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again and I will see you next week.